Before we begin, a quick message for the grown-ups. If you'd like to support our podcast, enjoy ad-free listening, unlock our complete back catalog of stories, and more, you can join Sleep Tight Premium. Subscribe in just two taps via the link in the show notes. Now, here's a quick word from our sponsors. And now, on to our show. What if your ordinary house cat had an extraordinary secret? Susan thought Tucker was just a regular cat until he introduced her to Cat City, a magical world beneath her house. Now she's caught in an adventure where the stakes couldn't be higher. In The Rat King, the second book in the Adventures of Susan and Tucker series by Patty Larson, Susan's bad dreams turn out to be real. Kidnapped by enemies, it's up to Tucker, stuck in Cat City and facing the Rat King's forces, to rally the cats and save his best friend before it's too late. Packed with mystery, adventure, and heartwarming moments, The Rat King is perfect for readers who love daring heroes and thrilling twists. Find it wherever you buy your books. And don't forget to tune in to The Rat King podcast to experience the story in a whole new way. Follow the link in our show notes to learn more. The Rat King by Patty Larson. Susan has spoken to the council and made them see what she is talking about. When a cat arrives and tells them the rats are at the gate, they go to see what they can do. The Rat King, Chapter 20. Susan marched beside Vinny to the main gate, doing her best to keep her bravery from fading. The last time she'd fought there, the army of rats had poured through, and she'd fought Julian and Kai with Tucker's help. They'd succeeded in forcing the army back out again, and she'd thought the silver cat would never be seen again. Instead, she feared history was about to repeat itself. "We can't open the gate," Albert huffed as he caught up to them, his folded ears twitching as he hurried to keep pace. "What are you going to do?" "I don't know," Susan admitted to him, "but we have to do something." She just hoped that something would come to her when she arrived. Surely Kai would guide her. He'd had a plan originally, and though she worried she couldn't trust him, what other choice did she have? Except when they stopped outside the gate, the tall, gold stone walls reaching the ceiling, the double silver barrier barring the way, Susan's courage failed her. She felt her teeth begin to chatter and had to tuck her hands under her arms, her fingers suddenly icy cold, toes aching from all the sock-footed walking on stone. She very much wanted to go home and hide in her room. Any kind of momentum lost as she faced the towering gate and the memory of the last battle here. She was only 10. This wasn't her responsibility. Mom and Dad would be so worried if they even knew she was gone, that was. The cats had surely held time again to protect them. Besides, worrying about her parents was the last thing she needed right now. "Susan," Vinny spoke to her, ignoring the cats that gathered, Albert lurking nearby. "It's going to be all right." "If you say so," she whispered back, shuddering at the sound of the rats on the other side of the gate. They were so loud and angry, their voices carrying even through the very thick stone. How was she going to save Tucker and keep them all from coming into the city? Or should she even try? Susan wavered. The need to sink to the ground and sob with her head in her arms, overwhelming. Until she heard a voice break through the rest. It's time to win our freedom. She knew the Rat King anywhere. Take down the gate. She thought the rats were loud before. The rush of their pattering paws and the scrabbling of their claws on the other side made her skin crawl as their squealing rage seemed to rattle the very magic of the city. But it was the second voice, howling over theirs, that had her sudden and intense attention. "Let them in," Julian said, "or I'll kill him." Susan stepped forward because there was no doubt in her mind who Julian was threatening. She couldn't have stopped herself if she wanted to, her right hand rising and touching the gate. The cats behind her gasping as one while her power raced up and over the edge of the wood, lining it with rainbow light. Calm settled inside her, Kai's whisper rising from the depths. "Trust me," he said. She had no choice. The gate parted down the middle for the second time at her touch and swung toward her, just enough to allow her to squeeze through. She exited, Susan's sock feet sliding over the cold stone, her heart steady despite the echo of fear that lingered way back inside her somewhere. If Kai was helping her stay brave, she'd thank him later. For now, she stopped just outside the gate and locked eyes with Julian. He wasn't so far away, only a few quick strides, but the space between him and her was filled with rats. And Tucker, who Julian had pinned to the ground. She spoke without thinking, like a robot or someone used her to speak through. "Give me Tucker back," she said, "or I'll destroy you all." "Human," she wasn't planning on the Rat King interrupting, and turned as he pushed his way toward her. He wore a silly-looking cape and carried a stick with a sparkly something wired to the end, a ring of some kind of rusting metal, taking the place of a crown on his head. She laughed out loud at the sight of him and felt Kai behind that amusement. "Face me." "With pleasure." Now Susan was certain it wasn't her speaking, because there was no way she'd willingly fight the king. Kai surged forward and tried to take over, even as the tall rat monarch flung red magic at her. She didn't mean to fight against the rainbow power that was Kai's spirit. He took her by surprise, that was all, and no amount of asking her to trust him made doing so any easier. So, to her shock, when his essence leapt up to control her and fight the Rat King, Susan's magic kicked him firmly out of her. Kai's ghost appeared as she staggered backward, erupting into a burst of rainbow light that sent the watching rats scrambling in terror. Susan stumbled but kept her feet, not caring what was about to happen, her eyes locked on Tucker. "Take their magic," Kai sent to her as his ghost flashed forward and engulfed the Rat King. What did he mean? She almost missed it. Until the power that tied them together, the magic that was the city, showed her. Each rat had their own little bit of it, a spark of magic inside them. Magic that once fed the very place she tried to protect. Like with cats, only without the delicate balance of lives that gave the cats their individuality. Instead, rat magic felt like a swarm, a single mass shared by all of them, a pool of power she could draw from. It was easy to reach out to the rats and touch that magic with her own. The moment she did, it wicked along the connection and joined to her, stripping the rat in question. She watched the red glow of its eyes flare and fade out, any intelligence in it vanishing as the act of taking its power reduced it to a common creature, magical no longer. She had no time for horror at what she was about to do. The rats swarmed toward her, leaving her no choice. With arms spread wide and the city supporting the only sorceress it had encountered in many years, she drew on the magic that sustained the rats and bled them dry. "No!" Susan inhaled a deep breath with the glowing red magic, rainbow light bursting from her to scatter the rats with the force of it, like a windstorm tossing leaves. She looked up, exhaling, as the Rat King, rage on his face, threw off the ghost of Kai and leaped for her. And that is the end of this part. Good night. Sleep tight.